This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue working our way through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 136 through 139. His steadfast love endures forever. He has rescued us from our foes. By the waters of Babylon, you preserve my life and you hem me in. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, give us an increase of faith, hope, and love, that receiving what you have promised, we may love what you have commanded. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 7. You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes." He said to them, "Therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house, who brings out his treasure, which is new, and what is old." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. This morning, Jesus gives us a field, a treasure, a man who finds it, a joy, so that he can sell all his that he owns in order to get it. Immediately, the old Adam turns the parable into a program, a get-rich-quick scheme, if you will. A treasure that is found, the selling of everything, prove that you want the kingdom badly enough and you will get it, so the old Adam says. We make what Christ gives as gift, as gospel, into a transaction and call it discipleship. But what do you have that you, in order to buy the kingdom? What possession? What piety? What theological or grammatical precision? What sacrifice? What office? What degree or sermon? The answer is plain and simple: none. You do not purchase the kingdom of God. For if the kingdom can be bought by you, then it is only another one of the world's religions. It's only another one of the world's religious markets. And the old Adam is always happy to shop there. That is the law for us this morning. We are always trying to turn that which the Lord gives as gift into transaction, into some sort of law that we may follow. We want to say, yes, Christ is the treasure, but I am wise enough to find him and I am faithful enough to choose him. But the treasure was hidden. Hidden means that it is not discovered by natural wisdom. Hidden means that the kingdom comes under forms that we would not choose. A crucified Lord, water, word, bread, wine, and absolution spoken by a sinner. Christ himself is the hidden treasure. Hidden in his mother's womb, hidden in Nazareth, hidden among sinners, hidden beneath hunger and rejection, thorns and nails, blood and even death. Hidden most deeply upon the cross, where the King of Heaven appears to be just another condemned man losing everything. and yet, in that field of death, there is a great treasure. So who sells everything to have it? First and always, not you, but Christ does. He is the one who gives all that he has. He is the merchant who seeks the pearl. He sees treasure where others only see dirt. He looks upon us sinners, buried and dead in our trespasses, and says, "That's mine." And then he pays, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. He gives up all the honor that is due to him, all the comfort, all the safety, even all of his own life. And so he goes to the cross, buys the field to possess the treasure hidden there within. And what is that treasure? You are. Not because sin left you impressed. You are the treasure because he, Jesus Christ our Lord, treasures you. His love creates that which it declares. His blood gives worth so that sin must be ruined. He claims the death and makes it his very own. A death that now is only your sleep. The kingdom is not your successful search for God. No, instead it is God in Christ finding you. And this matters here at even the seminary. You can spend your days among the holy things and still make yourself the very center of all of this work. You can handle the Greek verbs, the Hebrew vocab, the dogmatic distinctions, even our liturgical rubrics, and forget that the kingdom is not yours to possess or to manage. But Christ is not in your pocket. Instead, you are in his wounds. He is not something that you pull out when it is convenient. Your identity is his, and in his wounds you are healed. Then Jesus says the kingdom is like a great gathering of fish into a net of all kinds. At the end, the good are gathered and the bad are thrown away. There is judgment. The hidden will not last forever. No, the crucified will appear again in glory. The net will be pulled ashore. The sorting will come. The question is whether the judgment is coming. The question is not whether the judgment is coming. Instead, the question is, where are you hidden in? Christ's answer is in him. The world would answer, we want none of that. Our answer simply is, amen. The righteous are righteous because they are found in the righteous one, washed in baptism, absolved by word, fed by his very body and his very blood, clothed solely in his own righteousness. Then Jesus asks, have you understood everything I have said? They answer, yes. That, my friends, is a very dangerous answer. For Jesus speaks of the scribes trained for the kingdom, bringing out treasures new and old. That is a word for this place, the church. The church does not need clever nostalgia or novelty or dead repetition. No, she needs scribes formed for the old treasure that is always new because Christ has risen. Moses and the prophets, the apostles and the evangelists, creeds and catechism, font, pulpit, and altar, old gifts, new mercy, and the same Jesus. So bring out the old treasures, not your old selves, not your brilliance, but Christ, hidden and revealed, crucified and risen, given for us poor, miserable sinners. For the kingdom of heaven is like a field, or is like a treasure hidden in a field. And behold, you are his treasure, and he has found you. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.
We remember Olga LaGrave, who will undergo a medical procedure later today. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Merciful Lord, grant to your church a spirit of peace and unity that is grounded in your truth, so that we may love one another as you have loved us in Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of all creation, you know the hearts of all, and you govern even the ungodly and wicked of this world. Protect the innocent and weak, curb enmity and hatred, and let peace flourish among the nations, so that all peoples may live quiet and productive lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Grant protection, gracious Lord, to all whose lives are affected by violent weather, earthquakes, floods, and ravaging fires, and strengthen those who serve them in their time of need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, in every land you provide sunshine and rain. Protect us from drought and give abundant crops and a good harvest, that we may be fed and nourished by your bounty. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, strengthen and heal those who are ill, including Olga, granting healing, comfort, and patience in their time of need. Give those who seek your help in times of hardship and confusion every assistance and guidance for their lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Finally, Heavenly Father, grant repentance and faith to all who approach your altar this day to receive the holy communion of your Son's body and blood. Refresh them through this life-giving gift that they may live lives of faithfulness to you and loving service to one another. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you have created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us to do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone, O Father, we give all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body to eat and your blood to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, and your ascension into heaven, and your coming again in final judgment. Remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our
peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, give it to you. Christ shed for you.
Body of Christ given for you.
True blood of Christ.
The body of Christ given for you.
True blood of Christ shed.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.